K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark.
Mark, you are caller 20.
Hell yeah, brother, thank you.
Well done. The Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis is the day after tomorrow.
Cool, brother, thank you so much.
This is Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida, a high-speed chase on a beach. We have animal news. The first case in America of a flesh-eating parasite has happened. The 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. And in 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give away tickets for Modest Mouse and Flaming Lips. And this is Friday. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
From their new album, Private Music, that is Deftones on the world famous K-Rock. Snoop Dogg is going to be part of the World Cup. Details coming up. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The World Cup is coming to Southern California, coming to America next year. And just for reference, the Super Bowl gets about 123 million viewers. The last World Cup final got 1.5 billion viewers. And that's why I'm happy that Snoop Dogg is our representative.
All right, worked as a special correspondent for the Paris Olympics, and now we've got the scoop on Snoop's new gig. The Dogg has scored an exclusive title for the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Listen, not to be too picky, but I don't know that he's ever been called the Dogg. He's Snoop Dogg.
This isn't just any tournament.
He's Snoop D-O-double-G.
This is the biggest event on the planet.
He's the Dogg father.
And it's coming to our city.
Occasionally he's been called Snoop Rock.
LA's ready to show up.
Sometimes he's been called Snoopzilla.
With that signature style, culture, and love for the beautiful game.
He's been known as Snoop Lion.
Snoop will serve as the official community chairman for the Los Angeles World Cup 2026 host committee.
DJ Snoopadelic.
He'll work with the committee to engage the community, get people ready, pumped, and hyped for next year's World Cup.
He's Uncle Snoop. Big Snoop D-O-double-G, Boss Dogg. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Laura.
Laura, you are caller 20.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
You got tickets to Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis this Friday.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A wild police pursuit ended on a South Florida beach.
A police chase ending where you'd least expect it, on the beach.
I mean, you don't expect it to end on the beach, but if it's going to end on the beach, it's in Florida.
A wrong-way driver slamming into patrol cars before getting stuck in the sand, and what police say he did next is even more bizarre.
How could it be more bizarre than a high-speed chase getting stuck in the sand on the beach?
How many times do you see this? A police pursuit that winds up on the beach?
Driver, get out of your vehicle. No. Driver, get out of the vehicle.
The call goes out as a guy driving the wrong way down 96th Street, and he's not stopping and straight onto the beach. Cops need to get him out of his car. He's stuck in the sand. They say he hit several squad cars. His name, Orlando Pablo Taboada.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Instead of getting out of the car, cops say he smiled at officers while waving his passport.
So the dude thought ahead enough to get his passport and bring it with him in the chase so he could wave it at him.
An American flag at them.
Waving a passport and an American flag. I think under Florida law, if that happens, the cops have to leave or the cops have to tase him.
He was controlling this guy with one arm, turned the car off with the other arm, and then was able to tase the guy to gain control. And that's when we took him out and we handcuffed.
The reason it was so dangerous, this happened in the morning hours. There were people all over the beach. Chief Press said his cops did an amazing job.
And that's What's Up with Florida. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I forgot my name. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we've got more tickets for the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis. But first, the U.S. has confirmed its first case of flesh-eating parasite.
Now to a health alert for you. The U.S. is reporting the first travel-associated case of the New World screwworm.
Did he say screwworm?
Screwworm.
He said screw worm. I don't love that.
The Department of Health and Human Services said the infection was confirmed back on August 4th by the Maryland Department of Health. Now, the patient became ill after traveling to El Salvador. Their current condition has not been released.
If you had to guess, where does the screw worm attack?
Screw worms are parasite flies whose females lay eggs in wounds.
I've only heard of flesh-eating bacteria, never flesh-eating parasites. Flies, eggs, wombs. Hate this story. Hate everything about it.
On any warm-blooded animals.
But not humans.
Screw worms can be devastating in cattle and wildlife.
Right, but not humans.
But rarely infest human.
Don't love the word rarely there.
And officials say the risk to the public health in the United States is still very low.
My crotch really, really loves it.
Nope. Hey, Raquel, who's this?
Hello, am I caller 20?
You are. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Zach.
Hi, Zach. You're caller 20, and you got tickets for the Klein Alley Show, Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis.
No s***, that's awesome.
Yes, sir!
It's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up next, but first, three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
With Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
One, two, three.
An unidentified man was dragged away from a JetBlue terminal in Boston after he stripped down naked in front of passengers waiting to board their flight. The man took off his clothes to stretch in his red underwear, you know, as you do.
Like you do.
Yeah, and he was lying on the floor with his feet up in the air and then turned over onto his hands and knees with his butt in the air. Pulled his underwear down to moon the crowd. Yep, tons of people standing around filming it. And at one point, he took his underwear off.
Excellent.
Spread his arms wide and said something to himself while standing there fully naked. And he stood there very proudly, I might add, letting stunned travelers get a good look until Massachusetts state troopers showed up to calm the chaos and carry the man away.
Spoil all the fun.
Oh, boy. Hope he's all right. Okay. Second story. The PGA Tour's season-ending championship in Atlanta briefly lost its air of class and tradition when a green sex toy landed near the 18th green, making golf the latest sport caught in the bizarre trend that started in the WNBA and then recently spilled into the NFL. The disruption came just as Tommy Fleetwood prepared for his final putt, which is a great time to, you know, throw a sex toy out onto the green. Spectators on site were stunned when the neon object skidded to the edge of the green before a quick-footed security guard kicked it into a bunker. The craze began weeks earlier in the WNBA, where fans hurled brightly colored dildos onto courts during multiple games. One incident even struck Indiana Fever forward Sophie Cunningham in the face, prompting swift arrests and lifetime bans for several offenders.
Hey, just easing the tension, baby. Just easing the tension.
Ease it on someone else.
And for our third story of the day, visiting a car dealership to buy a new car, this should be really fun and exciting, right? But it's often a nerve-wracking negotiation as well. Still, there's no excuse for resorting to attempted vehicular homicide like this wild Florida woman after not getting the deal that she wanted on a BMW. So after things didn't go her way, she zooms around the entrance of the dealership, aiming for a handful of employees. And at one point, she even runs into a parked BMW while she was attempting to hit a salesperson.
Wow.
Yeah, this man, he very smoothly and calmly kind of jumped up onto the hood of the car and, completely dodging her, which was so crazy and lucky. But I think he was probably so nonchalant because it's just another day in Florida.
That is true.
Yeah, I'm Megan Holliday. That's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Hey and Display is the name of the song. It's part of Lovejoy's debut album. They've been around for about 4 or 5 years, but they haven't released an album yet. They say that it has taken them a long time, 4 years of overthinking. The album is finally coming out October 3rd. And this song is off of it. It's called Pay and Display. It's Lovejoy, and it's the 420 catch of the day. That is Lovejoy, Pay and Display from their new album, One Simple Trick, which is set to release on October 3rd. And they are playing the Wiltern November 8th. If you'd like to see them live, the This is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Every day at this time, we like to take your phone calls, and the most entertaining call for the next hour will win a prize.
We got your tickets to see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips. They'll take over the Greek Theater on September 4th.
We will tell you the topic coming up next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Taking your phone calls now on the topic of crazy customers. Tell us that story again. Was that out of Florida?
Yes, sir. You know it was. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, woman in Florida resorts to attempted vehicular homicide after not getting the deal that she wanted on a BMW. So, when things didn't go her way, she zoomed around to the entrance of the dealership and she was aiming for a handful of employees and
trying to run them over. Okay.
And then at one point she pinpoints the guy and then she just charges for him, and luckily he just hopped right up onto the hood of the car.
Then
she kind of bumps into that car. So luckily no one was hurt. And I honestly don't know if she was arrested. I'm assuming she was arrested.
Has to be attempted murder, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, I would think so.
I would think so.
This is crazy.
So we were talking about crazy customers, and those of you that are that have to deal with them, that are frustrated with crazy customers, waiters and waitresses, hosts at restaurants. Anytime when people are hungry, they're worse than normal. Retail, car dealerships, wherever you deal with human beings, and they can become crazy.
Yep.
Those are the calls that we want. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for calls and or texts.
And the most entertaining call, you've got your tickets to see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips at the Greek on September 4th.
So crazy customers. Call now.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I have a customer, a crazy customer.
Yes, crazy customers.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was working at a pizza place, and this guy ordered a pizza with all black colors. And he claimed that we put cockroaches inside of his pizza.
With all black olives.
Correct.
Let's just deal with that first, because olives are Satan's butthole.
Yes.
That's awful. And then he tried to sue you because he said they were bugs?
He just came in and he got super mad at us, and we told him, like, no, these are all black olives. And then he actually ended up getting so mad he threw the pizza at me.
Oh my God. This guy's unhinged on multiple counts.
The first warning should have been ordering an all-black olive pizza.
Yeah, yes. I mean, right there, you know something's wrong.
You should have refused service on the spot.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Fantastic.
You got tickets for the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis on Friday.
Ah, I love it. Thank you guys so much.
It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
In the afternoon, and our topic is crazy customers based on a Florida story. Of course.
So, yes, a woman in Florida, she resorts to attempted vehicular homicide after not getting the deal that she wanted on a BMW. So when things don't go her way, she zooms into the entrance of the dealership and she aims to hit the employee who did not give her the deal.
So we're talking about crazy customers. calls and or text at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips at the Greek on September 4th.
Tell us about crazy customers.
Okay, so I work at a smoke shop, and this actually happened a few months ago. It's not in the nicest area, so we get a lot of tweakers heading around here. And there's ones that are like kind of regulars that hang around, and my smoke shop is right next to a Hilton. Anyways, this guy, I don't know what he was doing, but he just started burning a bunch of stuff out in the lot, and I guess he was doing it for a few hours. Because all of a sudden I come outside and the Hilton's on fire.
Oh,
what?
The entire Hilton's on fire, and then cops start showing up and fire department starts showing up. I'm looking around and I'm talking to the cops, and I guess they're looking for this guy. An hour later, I go out to take the trash and he's sitting behind my smoke shop, still burning whatever he's burning. And I start talking to him, and he's just holding this little black blob of goop, and he keeps talking about how he's going to be a billionaire because he's making radium.
He's making radium.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Is he really making radium, or in his mind is he making radium?
Well, I hope he wasn't, because I got kind of close to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to die soon if he was.
Yeah, we'll see in about 10 years what happens to me.
We are taking your phone calls for crazy customers. A lot of you have had to deal with them as salespeople.
Yes.
Our original story was for car dealerships, the waiters, waitresses.
Anybody in the service industry, really. I know that you've dealt with some people who've been very difficult, maybe verbally abusive.
Crazy customers. 800-520-1067. Rock, hello.
Hi, are you guys looking for crazy service industry stories?
Yep.
Amazing. I have one from my first job in retail.
Let's hear it.
So we had a brown bag, 20% off everything sale. Mm-hmm. But of course, there was fine print, which no one ever reads. But I had a woman come up to me, completely filled her entire brown paper bag with electronics.
So the sale obviously did not include electronics.
And then proceed to yell at my 17-year-old self at my first job and make me cry.
Where was your first job?
It was at Office Max.
Oh my God. So you're just standing there like, I don't know what to tell you. I just work here.
Essentially, this is my first job. I'm just a cashier. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. We are taking your calls on crazy customers, 800-520-1067. Hey, Rocky, have a crazy customer story?
All right. I worked at Crown Books when they were going out of business. So technically, it was liquidation.
Yep.
We had to sign out that said 50% off or better. And we had some items on the counter. And we had already taken the liberty of marking them at 50% off. So the price is reflected at 50 cents. A woman comes up and says, I'd like to buy two of these items. And I'm like, that'll be $1. 50 cents times two. And she's like, no, it's only 50 cents. And I'm like, no, ma'am, it's a dollar. We've already prices marked. She proceeded to argue about the sign. And then I said to her face, ma'am, you want something for free, and that's just not going to happen. And the look on her face was so priceless.
Oh my God, absolutely
worth it.
Did it feel so good to be able to tell her that, knowing that the store was going to close so you didn't have to worry about it?
It felt so good. I wish I could have that high every day.
Right? Agreed. Hey, Rocky, you have a crazy customer story?
I work at a bank, and I used to be a teller in Portland, Oregon. I had a client that came in every day for about a month with a different kind of currency, and he would claim that he controlled the weather, and whenever it was a good day, that the gods blessed him with different money, so he went to exchange it every day. I had no idea where he got anything.
What the hell? Where did he get that money from?
I have no clue. He was always wearing something that was weather-related. He just living in his own world.
Wow.
Wow. That's some good meth.
Right?
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. You have a crazy customer story?
Hello. I got the craziest customer story.
All right, let's hear it.
Frank Sinatra. I was a bartender, and it was a party for Stevie Needy Gourmet. I got him a bottle of Jack Daniels, bottle Absolute. I'm walking by with a tray full of glasses, and Frank Sinatra goes, hey, kid, I'll give you $200. Drop the glasses everywhere. I said, no, I can't do it, and I walked off. The owner came up to me later and goes, did you just say no to Frank Sinatra? I said, yeah, I don't want to look like the fool in front of all these people. She goes, that was $20 worth of glasses. So I go back later. He stops me again. He goes, kid, I like you. Now go get me a fucking tissue.
I am so perplexed by this.
What in the hell are you talking about? So your crazy customer was Frank Sinatra.
You got it. Frank Sinatra.
Where was this?
This is at Monroe's restaurant. It is now the Sunset in Malibu.
And the crazy customer was the Frank Sinatra.
Was the Frank Sinatra, yes, sir.
And you told him no.
I told him no, and the owner freaked out because nobody tells him no.
That is so weird.
And then he says he likes you, and what about the tissue?
No, he goes, kid, he stopped me again and goes, kid, I like you. Now give me a fucking tissue.
Oh, my God.
For what? What was he asking for?
Well, no, originally he stopped me to drop a tray full of glasses in front of this whole party of, like, the Rat Pack, CBD, Gourmet, all these people dancing and singing around the piano, and he wanted me to look like the jackass in front of everybody.
I feel like we're playing Mad Libs.
What was the tissue for? I feel dumb.
What is the tissue? What is the tissue? He just wanted a tissue.
Oh, okay. Right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, your story is strange, and I love it. What the hell is going on with that guy?
Oh, my God. God.
I was not expecting a call about Frank Sinatra today.
No, that made my day.
He has to win, right?
Yeah.
Because if he's making it up, that was genius.
Yeah, there's no way he was making that up.
I don't think so either. It's too specific.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Daniel, you're winning the tickets to see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips at the Greek.
Well done. Tell me about Trejo's Donuts.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I have my nonprofit organization. We're called Life of the Party. We give out Narcan to reverse opioid overdoses. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing a collaboration with Trejo's Donuts.
Awesome.
And they're going to make us our own special donut. It will be on sale tomorrow through Sunday. And some of the proceeds will go to my nonprofit.
Very cool.
And then we're going to be there on Sunday giving out Narcan, hanging out from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. so people can roll through, grab a donut, get some Narcan.
And we might get a chance to talk with Danny.
Yeah, Danny is supposed to call in tomorrow. Fingers and toes crossed that he does so we can, yeah, get some machete on the K-Rock radio.
All right, I'm out of here. Megan has you from now on.
With Royal Otis Mania happening at 6 o'clock on the world famous K-Rock.